to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow, don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
Are you ready to go mad for Mercedes? Then come in and play at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because this September, we're giving away a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. You can start earning entries now. Then join us Saturday, September 12th, starting at 5 p.m., when you can win free play, cash, or a brand new Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. So go mad for Mercedes, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Napa Know How!
This month, Napa's got all kinds of motor oil deals that can save you some serious cash. Like a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $16.49. With savings like that, you may start feeling like a VIP. But don't let it go to your head. These oil deals are for everyone. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/20.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Here in Alabama, we know strong borders and tough immigration laws keep our country safe. What part of this does Senator Doug Jones not understand? In Washington, Senator Jones joined D.C. liberals and voted against $25 billion to build a wall on our southern border. Jones even said,
I'm not going to give wall money just to give wall money.
It's part of a pattern. Jones even voted against declaring an illegal immigration emergency at the Mexican border. Once again, trying to stop us from building a wall. Senator Jones needs to get tough on border security. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-53, the Wall Act of 2019, and vote to fully fund the border wall. Because border security is national security. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
AMC Theaters welcomes you back to the movies with 15-cent movies. That's right, they're rolling back the tickets to $19.20 prices just for you. 15-cent movies, what a deal.
$27 popcorn, $13 drinks, and you probably can't afford the candy.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
News, I'm Karen McHugh. A new poll should put a smile on Joe Biden's face.
The latest Fox News poll finds if the election were held today, 49% of registered voters say they would go with Joe Biden.
What a bunch of
42%
crap.
Say President Trump. That 7-point spread is less than it was in June, when it was 12 points. The poll found that while more people trust President Trump's handling of the economy than Biden's, they have more confidence in Biden on everything else, from Supreme Court picks to immigration to the virus.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The battle over mail-in ballots heats up between the president and Democrats.
Democrats say mail-in voting is essential during the pandemic, and they're asking for $25 billion for the Postal Service in the next phase of coronavirus legislation. President Trump counters that voting by mail could trigger, quote, the greatest fraud in history.
Fox's Chad Pergram. America is listening to Fox News.
Right on time. Yeah, just got a big lead. Steve Martin turned 75 today.
Yeah.
And we're going to celebrate here. You brought this up last hour. With maybe one of his most iconic performances on SNL.
Yeah, by the way, the movie we were just talking about with Peter Sellers was Being There.
Being but, There, yeah. Yes.
But yeah, this is song. This was song was on the Billboard charts.
We can talk seriously just for a moment.
One of the great art exhibits ever to tour the United States is the Treasures of Tutankhamun, or King Tut. But I think it's a national disgrace the way we have commercialized it with trinkets and toys, t-shirts and posters. And about 3 months ago, I was up in the woods and I wrote a song. I tried to use the ancient modalities and melodies. I would like to do it for you right now. Maybe we can all learn something from this. He's my favorite honky. Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia, King Tut.
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia.
I watched
Disco Tut
live the night of
the ladies loved his style.
Boss Tut, Tut.
Rockin' Tut, Tut.
He ate a crocodile.
That's the best part. The sax player comes out of the circus.
Golden idols. He's an Egyptian.
What's with the blender?
That's an offering.
Now when I
So that was 1978, and this is 2020. Go ahead, Mr. Math.
Mr. Math.
42 years old.
42, and so he's 75.
Thanks, Mr. Know-It-All.
He's 75 now, and you subtract 42.
People got to understand that you, it was appointment television. Mm-hmm. Nobody missed Saturday Night Live, especially if it was a new episode. In fact, bars and lounges always advertised,
oh, yeah,
come here and watch SNL.
Yeah. He was 31 years old.
Watching something like that as it's happening is even more amazing. Yeah, and it's like the brilliance of Lorne Michaels. Just the song was well done. It was funny. It was edgy. He's my favorite honky. nobody would do that today. Well, maybe they would. But the brilliant thing, like, let's have a sax player come out of a sarcophagus. That's the kind of stuff that made SNL great.
Can you imagine that he's still involved with that show? The same producer all these years.
Except for those four dismal years in the early 80s.
Well, there was more than four dismal years.
Well, yeah. The only highlight from that time was Eddie Murphy, really. And to some extent, there was a little Joe Piscopo, mm-hmm, who is a talk show host in New Jersey. Very conservative, too. 809.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Our forecast calling for a better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms, just like we've seen every day this week. We knew this was going to be a big week for showers and storms, but today will be it'll be numerous by this afternoon and this evening across the area, but they'll still be random. Today's high in the low 90s, tonight's low down to about 74. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Not as many storms to go around tomorrow. They'll be scattered. You could still get a very heavy downpour if you get under one of those heavier cells. But they'll be scattered in the afternoon and evening, but not as many storms by Sunday and Monday. They will be more widely scattered in nature. Right now this morning, it's very humid with a dew point of 73. Our temperature 77 already at 10 minutes after 8.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help with low rates and an easy approval process. A home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Time now for Wing Finger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
saucy?
Yeah, it is. Saucy. But Rich Thomas, unlike you, cannot win that lunch from two at Wing Fingers by being caller 7 at 272-9228 this afternoon when we ask for you to redeem the winning word. But that is saucy. And again, one thing, when you dine at Wing Fingers or Baumhauer's on the Boulevard and you choose any of their great dipping sauces, you know there's something different. And that's because the difference is everything is made by them. It's all original. Many are made fresh the day of, honey mustard, ranch, and others, and they're just awesome. So it's just the perfect combination with a wing finger. Dip it in honey mustard, some Thai sweet. Saucy, that is the word of the day. And if you are out and about between 10:30 and 5 during the day and you get the munchies, Wing Fingers will take great care of you. It is awesome food, made fresh every day. And a great new way to enjoy chicken sandwich, salad, and more. Downtown RSA headquarters building at 201 Union. Local news at 8:12.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Troy University confirms 40 active COVID-19 cases on campus in the last 2 weeks. Officials say anyone testing positive will be isolated, and anyone believed to be at risk for exposure will be contacted and asked to self-quarantine. A Perry County School Board member and former county commissioner is facing sex abuse and attempted rape charges in Dallas County. Deputies say 66-year-old Donald Nichols was arrested Thursday night after a woman alleges that Nichols made unwanted sexual advances at her. He's since bonded out of jail. Circuit Judge Jacob Walker has granted the motion to step down from the case involving Johnston Taylor, the teen charged with the deaths of Rod and Paula Bramblett. Taylor's lawyers filed a motion on August 10th to have the judge recuse himself. The new judge over the case is Christopher Hughes. Those are some of this morning's top stories. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Good morning!
Thank God it's Friday!
It's Friday, pumpkin!
Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
TGIF.
It is Friday, right?
Have a great weekend, everybody.
It was a Friday I never forget.
Thank God it's Friday.
Who wants to put on a show?
Getting ready to kick some mad flavor in your ear.
I'm a big fan of the show.
Showtime. A couple of things on Facebook, some of it serious. Yesterday, the story broke that rioters in Chicago, who don't care what it is they destroy, damaged the Ronald McDonald House with sick kids and their families inside.
Yeah, I mean, what?
2-year-old kid with cancer could not celebrate his birthday because of them. And now in Seattle, they're just showing up and saying, give us your house. That'll go well. And then today's breakfast special. How much reaction?
That looks good.
Looks great. But only 31 reactions. What?
No, people are not hungry.
What's going wrong?
They're not hungry today.
And our... Our newest member of the team with Jesse Lynn out for today.
Now, that's got a lot of reaction, didn't it? Did it not?
107
already?
Yeah. See, the dog always wins, man. You put the dog and animal stuff. That's all I should put up there.
Dog, animal, and kids.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Oh, look at the little Yorkies there. Who are those? Paul? Biller. Paul, thanks for sharing your doggies. They're just... Well,
Cleo and Rooksy.
They're
adorable.
Yes, they are. You've been entered into the Rich Thomas Club. And this little romp here with the mama and the puppies is trying to find things that will start people off in a warm, loving frame of mind before I have a chance to destroy their day with news and other things that will have all of us upset. A question we may address later on today. 1 in 20 people would give up one of their best friends to never pay taxes again.
I don't know.
But let's start a conundrum. We would like to give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, wouldn't we, Jay?
Yes, we would.
That's a good one we have there today.
What did we go with? Because I liked both.
I went with the top one.
All right, so a group conscience, that's what we call that in those 12-step meetings, dictates that, here it is. 1 in 8 people have none of these in their house, while half say they have one or more.
Okay.
What item are we discussing here?
And I'm surprised.
1 in 8 people, there's none in the house. Half have
at least one.
I don't have one in my house.
You don't want to, do you have one in your car?
Well, I wasn't going to say any more.
Okay.
It might be a hint.
Okay.
Yeah, we get all these people calling now, a chance to win this thing.
All right. So, okay.
272-9228 is the number. Okay, so what is this item? 1 in 8 have none in their home. Over half have one or more. See if you can figure it out. Win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. While we're waiting for the phones to fill up with excited callers at 272-9228, chance for me to mention that the Lewis Lawn has some great products, but the one I want to focus on here for a minute, because some of you bought these and told me how much you love them, so I want to reiterate, it's a new product line in outdoor maintenance that you really should check out, especially if you don't want to deal with gasoline-powered products. Battery technologies have now advanced to the point where you can mow a full lawn without a cord, a battery-charged mower that comes in both push and self-propelled, depending on the size of the lawn you have to mow. And you can get it all done at one time on one charge. It's great. You just push it off the charging station and hit start, and it fires right up. Ego Products, that's the name. They have edgers and trimmers and more, and it's all available at Lewis Lawn, along with all the other great products they carry, from tractor-sized mowers, blowers, pressure washers, great names like Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, all the steel products, and behind the scenes, a full-service department to support your purchase. So we hope the next... Would you save a dollar or two somewhere else? I don't know.
News Talk,
buy from a place that can honor your warranty, that can take care of your product and build a partnership with you as a consumer. And that's Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. And 244-9191 is their number. Now, was I not psychic? We've got a board full, and we start with our buddy William B.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Good. What is this item that 1 in 8 people have none in the house? Over half say they have one or more.
Just a wild guess. How about an ashtray?
Then I'm a 50%er on this one. That's not the right answer. Good guess.
Look at all the B last names on our call list.
But that's what the ratings said. We were number one in B's.
All right. Thanks, man. We appreciate you.
Except for this guy. This guy ruined the combo there.
Uh-oh. Yeah, but he's got a G, so it's either G or B.
That's G.
It's a well-known fact that radio personalities tend to attract people with similar initials.
Whoop. You see?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what do you think? What is this item that 1 out of 8 people have none in their house, but over half say they have one or more?
A wild guess would be a radio.
That's good.
You know, I don't have one in my house. A radio.
I do, but it's sometimes I go to the car when I have to listen to something on the radio, or on the app.
Actually, we do have one. This is not because I'm an egomaniac.
Yeah.
This is an interesting story you just hung up on. So just for that, I'm not going to tell it.
Oh, no.
Ken.
What's up?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey.
What about one of those scent plugins? I don't know exactly what you call them.
But I love it.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
What's that scent? It makes that sound when it sprays.
That's not what we're looking for. But
a cow?
Yeah. That's a good one, though.
Good try. 272-9228. We go to Christy.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
So, Christy, 1 in 8 people don't have one of these in their house. Half or more have one or more.
I'm going to guess a lighter.
Oh, that's another great, well-thought-out answer.
Is that the winner? Oh,
and you can never find a lighter when you need a lighter.
Hey, Christy, you're not a first-time caller, are you?
I am.
You are?
Oh, wow. Holy cow, if we had only known.
Wow!
Sometimes I can. Sometimes I can. I can. Well, I don't want to say I sniff them out, but I don't recognize as many names as I take on this phone list.
We appreciate.
I don't recognize that one.
We appreciate first time callers, Christy.
How long have you been listening?
For years and years.
What? And now you're just now calling in?
Do you not call because you're nervous to speak in front of Rich Thomas?
Oh God.
Well, I do sound like a 6-year-old girl.
No, not at all. No, yeah, I like those two little Yorkies we saw a few minutes ago. Your voice is
adorable.
No, it's perfect. You do not sound like a 6-year-old girl.
No, you don't.
Well, we appreciate you finally picking up the phone and calling us, and you are in the grand prize drawing in just a few minutes.
And I can tell you're blushing right now. Are you?
I am.
See, you guys laugh at me, and I tell you I know about women.
I enjoy the show, guys.
Thank you so much. Keep calling in. Don't be afraid.
I love it when a caller gives me a chance to show off. What an ass I am.
Hey, Charlie, here's your shot.
Hey, Charlie, what's up? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great this morning. Someone mentioned earlier radio, but I'm going to say a cassette player.
I don't think I have one.
I don't have a cassette player.
And I've got a lot of cassettes.
I do, but it's in a box.
All right.
I do still have all my old air checks on tape. But
yeah,
I don't have anywhere to play.
I know. Me either. And I need a reel-to-reel machine someday, too.
Hey,
awesome. Maybe next time. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
All right, so it's time for a hint.
Yep.
How many women have I said that to?
Wait a minute. Can I give a hint? I happen to have 5 of them in my house.
Yet I have none.
Yeah. And, wait a minute. I was going to do an even more obvious one.
No.
But let's not get more obvious than that.
However, I do. There is one in my car.
Okay.
But not in my house.
I have 2 in the car.
All I know is I never have one where I need one.
That's a good one.
We each gave one.
That is the best hit yet.
So 272-9228. Who knows what this item is? 1 in 8 have none in the house. Over half have one or more. 272-9228.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's been a really, really messed up week. Monday through Thursday, terrible. Workday's had a pile of work in front of me. This is a horrible job, and it's time for me to quit it. La, 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 whatever. La, 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 here comes the weekend. La, 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 well, la, la, la. I'm glad Friday is here. Oh! Friday! I'm gonna party when I'm out at 5 o'clock. Friday! Friday! I've had enough of my boss and the daily grind. All week long I've waited. I might just party naked. It's Friday! 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 Friday!
Am I
lights us party naked.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
I was just singing along with the song. There, mister. All right, it is 8:25. I think we're going to get a winner on this conundrum.
News talk.
And here it is. 1 in 8 people have none of these in their house. Half have one or more, and we gave some additional hints. And East, you get first crack at it.
Your last name.
All right, I'm going to be a contributor this morning. How about a television?
A television. One in eight. Oh. Have one or more.
Because I have a bunch. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. But I also said I have two in the car, and I don't have any TVs in the car.
You can now.
Hey, East, your pie is here, by the way, if you're coming by for that today.
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. That's this afternoon,
this
right?
This afternoon.
Okay. Thanks. All right, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Love the show. Big fan.
Thank you.
Hey, I think it's going to be hairbrush.
Oh.
I have three of those in the car. Could that be it?
No.
Yeah, that's not it. But these are great answers, but...
Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah.
Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. Cranky is here.
Hey, is it a flashlight?
A flashlight.
Oh, that's another great one. That's not what we're looking for.
I know.
All right.
Thanks.
And then have you ever gone to the flashlight and, of course, it's not working anymore? Yeah, it's dead.
Or it's never where I last. We got one spot. I said we got to keep it here.
You're right.
Because if it goes out, it's darker than a well digger's butt, as my dad used to say.
Yeah.
All right, Perry.
Hi, Perry.
Hey, guys. How you doing? First-time caller, by the way.
Oh, first-time caller. Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
You have the same name and as an initial as we have with another caller.
Yeah.
Who is also a Perry G.
So,
I'm actually Terry. Not Perry.
Carrie?
Carrie or Terry?
Carrie.
All right.
No. Terry.
Terry.
It's not the clearest phone. You're fine on your end. It's the phone's here.
Okay. What do you got? What do you think? What do you think it is?
Well, being down the south of the country, I think a good answer would be gun.
Oh, I love this answer. Could that be it? No, but that's brilliant.
That's another brilliant answer.
It's a really good one.
Thank you, guys.
Rich has five of these in his house.
And Duke,
I have no.
Thanks for calling.
I guess I shouldn't mention that, huh?
I just got
talk. Who's this?
My wife are first. That's another clue. Gary.
Yes.
Hi.
What do you think? What is this item that 1 in 8 people have none in their house, but over half have one or more?
Who's this?
Well, I'm going to take a guess here. I'm going to go with an umbrella.
Umbrella. 1 in 8 have none. Over half have one or more.
Winning.
Yes. That is it. Congratulations.
And if you're in my business, every weather conference you ever go to, you're given umbrellas. I have so many umbrellas, some of them have never been unfurled.
Before, when I went to buy my Rogue, I had a Fusion, and I had a little thing by the back window.
Yeah.
And I threw an umbrella up there when I first got the car, and I never needed it for some reason. So when I was emptying that car to take the Rogue.
Yeah.
It turned into dust because it was
It was in the heat and everything.
Freaky,
like
man. Yeah, chemical.
I've got a bunch. I've got some with flashlights. I've got, you mentioned weather radios that I get promotional weather radios. Some that have never been out of the box. Some that with crank power, you know, where you can crank it during when you have no power.
I do have another umbrella in the house, but it is a... it's not a rain umbrella. It's a beach umbrella.
Oh, I got you.
That you would take, you know, one of those big patio umbrella things. So, but the umbrella that I do have in my car is one that I bought and brought back with me from my trip in London.
Oh, cool.
It rained when I was in London, and I stopped in a little convenience store, whatever, and bought an umbrella.
And what do they call them? There's a name.
Parasols.
No. That's Paris.
I don't know.
Don't you know anything?
No. But yeah, I bought an umbrella in London, was able to bring it back with me through flights and everything else, and it's still in my car today. It still works. It's still great. Still fantastic. That was
Bumper, 10 years
bumper
ago.
Shoots.
Bumper shoots, yes.
Bumper shoots. I need one. So if anybody wants to stuff my stocking.
Listen, just remind me because I've got Umbrellas Are Us.
Well,
Umbrella City.
Gary, hang on. You are the winner.
The boss is out of town and we're going umbrella crazy.
What'd you guys do while I was away? I need to test something here. We need a little more excitement when we have a winner, so let me check these out.
Okay. You are the official winners.
Oh, that's too long.
You're a winner.
That one's about 40 years old, but I'm going back to it. We need something.
Something new.
Yeah. And it's been gone so long, it's actually become old. So thank you. Holy crap, look at the time. It's 8:35.
Hey, Gary here is a first-time caller.
Yeah?
And he's first-time winner.
Wow.
Of anything. So, hey.
Man, I love...
I wish
we had a bumper shoot for him.
Let's say hi to Walt real quick.
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Walt.
Hey.
What's up?
We got a winner, but we
wonderful. Go
ahead.
What was your guess?
What were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say a plunger.
A plunger's another good one. Yeah, you can never...
I knew...
Oh, boy, when you need one right away...
I knew I was grown up when I had one in every bathroom.
Yeah, because when you start seeing that water level and it's going to overflow here...
You know, here's the thing with the plungers.
Mm-hmm.
You put all this investment into a bathroom to make the tile, nice fixtures, right. Things on the shelves and the walls. Yeah. Then there's this giant rubber thing on a stick. Next to the toilet.
Nasty.
It just destroys the shuang fei.
True.
Well,
yeah.
True. But thank you.
What are we talking about?
Toilet plungers.
Oh, okay.
When the boss calls and says, okay, run down the show.
And I do not have two in my car.
Glad to know that. But, well, thank you. You will be in our grand prize drawing, which is coming up.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Back in a bit.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family meal time easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From I Missed It News earlier today, the last remaining blockbuster is going Airbnb. Really?
You'll feel like you're living in 1992. Back when Blockbuster would rent videos to you. Then charge you late fees if the tape was overdue.
was the first time caller that had the cute voice? First time caller?
Earlier?
Yeah.
It was Christy.
Christy. She could do background vocals with the bubbles. Or my name isn't Greg Bubble.
Thanks for listening, Christy.
Yeah. No, really. I mean, that's a very specific type of voice. That's great.
Gary there, who was just first time, I asked him how long he'd been listening. He said, oh, about a month now. He had just made the switch.
Oh, glad.
So, welcome very aboard,
happy.
Gary. Yeah,
thank you very much. Our grand prize drawing is coming up in just a few minutes, by the way, for everybody who called this week.
And the question I have when we hear from people like that is, why haven't you been listening every minute for the last 10 years? We inquiring minds want to know. But everybody was trying to win that $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Jay, you can tell all the folks that tried what they missed.
Yeah, Jay.
I'm putting in Gary's name here because apparently I'd forgotten to add it to the list there. 59 callers this week, by the way.
That's good.
That is good. Hey, we know what else is good? The food at the Seafood Bistro. I suck at segues, but let me tell you, it doesn't suck at food, the Seafood Bistro. Again, I can segue all of this whole thing. You can also eat the whole thing at the Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road. They are open, well, they open up at 11 a.m. You can go in and sit down. It's open. They're not closed. In fact, they have not closed throughout this whole ordeal. The whole pandemic thing, they stayed open. Well, they had to shut the doors, but they still stayed, business-wise, still serving you food. Mm-hmm. They bring it out to your car. And they still kept with that. That's a tradition that they're going to, I don't know, I think that might be a thing that sticks. But you can pull into one of the spaces outside. They'll come out to your car, take your order, and then go back inside, and they'll bring your order out when it's ready. And you can just sit there, you know, while you wait.
I didn't even have to call them. I just got there, and they just brought the food.
You can also do that. You can call ahead at 279-7500. They'll have the order there ready when you need it. Or, you know, if you don't even feel like going out, just have it delivered. You can call them at 279-7500. Go online to theseafoodbistro.com or use DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, or Uber Eats. They'll get it delivered to you. See the entire menu and everything on offer at theseafoodbistro.com. If you're doing wings this weekend, they've got wings for you. If you're going to do, I don't know, anything. There's so much to pick from out of the Seafood Bistro's lineup of fantastic food. They also got the adult beverages as well, if you'd like to partake of those.
I was going to say.
Like Crosby.
Yeah. Skull.
I got the adult
beverages.
You see, I shouldn't endorse the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them. Oh, this is a Facebook. Yeah, ha, ha.
They have Jell-O over there?
Can you tell? We really need...
They don't have Jell-O, but they got the beignets.
8:38.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Already nice little band of showers. Not thunderstorms yet, but from about, let's say, Birmingham to down to Dallas County. So the radar already starting to get a little bit more active. Hey, middle of the night, maybe you were awakened by that huge downpour, a tropical downpour in East Montgomery. Certainly that affected my house. Today's high temperature in the lower 90s. Pop-up random storms will be in ample supply, scattered to numerous by this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low 74. Now, tomorrow, and right in time for the weekend, not quite as many storms around. You could still get under a very heavy downpour, but there won't be as many storms to go around. Sun and cloud mix tomorrow, high in the low to mid-90s. Sunday and Monday, the storms will be hard to find. They will be around, but isolated in nature, and highs, again, right around 93, 94 both days. Right now, this morning, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, depending on where you are. It's 77 degrees, 839.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
Let's chat with Eric for a moment here. Eric, good morning.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola.
How y'all doing?
What's up?
You know.
I was gonna call and make a comment about the guy that said the plungers. I guess he thought y'all was trying to keep up with cows. You need that many plungers.
Oh, no, no.
With 65 pounds of manure a day. Pounds, yeah, right? Well, yeah. You know, like I said, rookie numbers.
You got one of them fancy. You got one of them fancy plungers.
Have any of you ever used a bidet?
I've seen one in fancy hotels that I've stayed in.
I had one in my fancy a bayfront condominium. And there's nothing like a bidet with a view.
Yeah.
And I had a few friends that want to have...
Paul Harvey, bidet?
Some people used to joke, hey, Mr. Fancy, Greg Bidet over there.
Sorry, I didn't mean to change the subject on you,
but
there, Eric.
Jay recently said, if you've ever tried one...
Well, I'm curious. I've heard nothing but, like, if you ever go... Once you go bidet, you never go back.
Wow. I don't know. That's just...
That's what I've heard, man.
You gotta watch the water pressure.
Right. Oh, man.
See what happens when a woman's not present on the
show? Yeah, we have lost all civility.
You'll have more than your back teeth floating.
Yeah. Eric, gotta run.
Appreciate
thank you for
Eric.
The call.
Yeah,
thanks.
You know, you mentioned the rain, that heavy downpour last night.
Mm-hmm.
You texted, I cannot hear rain in my house. It's really soundproof.
Interesting.
But it's also something like when we had that bathtub issue earlier, we had to have the foundation checked to make sure there wasn't moisture and mold growing in there where that leak was coming from the bathtub itself.
Right.
Water in your house is never a good thing. It's a matter of getting it taken care of by the right people, like a A-plus rated Better Business Bureau company like Be Dry Alabama. Mm-hmm. Their technologies are patented. They've been using them for over 6 years and repairing basements, crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair. Some people use crawl spaces as storage areas. We did in Chicago. I wish we had had Be Dry in 1976 when the city reversed the sewer flow and everybody's basements had 6 feet of water. We might have been able to avert a tragedy. But cracks in the foundation, water, moisture in the crawl space or basement, this is not something you don't want to leave unaddressed, but you want a company with a 62-year reputation for doing an honest evaluation of the situation at hand and then offering things like, well, if you need financing help, they can do that. All of their services from basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and a warranty that lasts for a lifetime.
What I was going to say is, what if you sell the house then?
The warranty goes with. It's a selling point. Eddie Bader confirmed this.
Yeah.
Be Dry Alabama, the warranty that backs up the work they do to repair the situation you have them out for. You can tell the next owner, this has been fixed, and here's the warranty. Mm. Anything goes wrong, you can call them.
Excellent.
That works for consumers, and it's worked for over 800,000 homeowners who have called Be Dry for help. Be Dry Alabama in Montgomery, call 468-6633, 468-6633, BeDryAlabama.com, BDRYAlabama.com. 843.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic giving you another update. We have an accident, Norman Bridge Road at East South Boulevard. Injury involved in this accident, and we are seeing a lot of slow traffic around that intersection. You might want to avoid it if you can. If you are in it, it'll take you just a few minutes there. I-65 southbound at Fairview Avenue, we had the report of an accident. Not hearing much on that, but use caution there in case there's some boots on the ground. We are a little busy around the boulevard now. I-65 and 85 light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Still some incoming traffic on the 31s. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has an incredible selection of SUVs, small, medium, or large. Choose your perfect SUV at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. A Perry County school board member and former county commissioner is facing sex abuse and attempted rape charges in Dallas County. Deputies say 66-year-old Donald Nichols was arrested Thursday night after a woman alleges that Nichols made unwanted sexual advances at her and then became aggressive when she rejected them. He's since bonded out of jail. Circuit Judge Jacob Walker has granted the motion to step down from the case involving Johnston Taylor, the teen charged with the deaths of Rod and Paula Bramblett. One of Taylor's lawyers filed a motion back on August 10th to have the judge recuse himself. The new judge over the case is Circuit Judge Christopher Hughes. Troy University officials confirm there have been 40 active COVID-19 cases on campus in the last 2 weeks. Officials say any person testing positive will be isolated, and anyone believed to be at risk for exposure will be asked to self-quarantine. That's this morning's update from CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated real estate market report. It's good news for the River Region again. 3,500 homes have sold and closed in our area in the first 8 months of 2020, and these homes have ranged from $180,000 up to $300,000 and an average sales price. Our supply of listed properties is very low for this time of year because homes are not staying on the market as they used to. 40% of our sales are created by first-time home buyers, and current interest rates are hovering at 3% or below. But this means to the area residents, good time to buy or sell. If you price your home right, it will sell. And at this time, if you buy now, the payments per month will be a lot less than they would have been even last year. For all the details and updated property report for your house, call the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hey, this is David Little with Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery. We have got a sale going on, 25% off all items in there, with the exception of the pecans and pecan candies. But we have some great things in stock you need to come see. Summer's not over with. It's still warm outside, lake season. We've got beach towels still left. We've got styrofoam cups for the lake, the beach. We've got all kinds of great beach bag and lake bags. Bordeaux sauce. When you get ready to start cooking, we've got Bordeaux sauce there. We've got your Vertigo hot sauce. We've got just fresh from the farm. We make them. We've got all those wonderful items. But you know what? If that's not your thing and you want something that's really good, we've got pecans. We've got candies. We've got chocolate-covered pecans, white chocolate, honey pecans, cinnamon, praline. You can come find us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
AMC Theaters welcomes you back to the movies with 15-cent movies. That's right. They're rolling back the tickets to $19.20 prices just for you. 15-cent movies. What a deal.
$27 popcorn, $13 drinks, and you probably can't afford the candy.
I'm going to make a prediction today. I just put this story on Facebook. Dr. Fauci has said there is no reason why we can't vote in person. Everybody understands what the Democrats want. They want mail-in voting, which is the easiest way to go full-on fraud. So I'm making a prediction. You watch, Dr. Fauci's going to get skewered all over television today. He has stepped off line with that comment. But that doesn't make him a morning maroon, does it?
No, not quite.
No, we got better than that. Let's bring in great American Ayatollah.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Jean Kavanistan. And it is time for today's morning maroon nominees. Because you do have a right to be stupid, you know. If it wasn't such a serious thing, the obvious winner would be the a-holes who destroyed the or damaged the Ronald McDonald House and terrorized cancer patients and families.
Pick the Ronald McDonald House
because they don't care. They have no feeling. They just don't. That's where they're at in life. They care about nothing except their cause. So we'll go with something that's a little more lighthearted. Like, we have a couple of things here. A date goes bad. A guy in Boston met a 24-year-old woman named we have a Selena that listens to us. Selena Apodaca. She was a big Noma fan. On a dating app earlier in the week, she was in town visiting from Kent, Washington. After they talked for half an hour, she invited him up to her room, perfectly normal for a Tuesday morning date. But when he got there, she pulled out a pink taser and told him to empty his pockets. He gave her $100 and then left and told hotel security. Like, really? You didn't think you could do that to somebody? They wouldn't mention it to the hotel on the way out? So she's a dumb burglar. Okay. She's facing multiple charges. A 19-year-old drunk in Manitoba, Canada, was running from the cops Saturday, hopped into a cab, told the driver, "Take me to 17th Street, bro." But he misread the car. May have looked like a cab, but it was an unmarked police car. So instead, he was taken to the police station, and they were nice to him. They just locked him up until he sobered up.
Public intoxication.
Yeah, no charges, though, but that's a pretty dumb thing to do. Now, we have two to pick from here. We have a 500-pound guy in Florida. You know what he does for a living? He is an erotic weight gainer.
What? Wait a minute. A weight gainer, yes. Erotic.
People pay to look at his giant belly and watch him eat. I'm not making this up.
Get in my belly!
He's a fat bastard. So we have him, or we go to Nashville. Maybe I should save this for Jesse. A topless 54-year-old woman who was arrested for throwing cigarettes at protesters.
Menthol Meredith, no.
Yeah.
Shirtless.
I don't know if she was arrested for being 54 and topless or for throwing cigarettes, because protesters are a protected species, if you haven't noticed.
I don't know. What do you think? What stands out to you? The shirtless 54-year-old which one? Or the drunk that wants to go to 17th Street, or the 500 pound.
I think it's the drunk guy. 500. Look, if you can make money, work it, man.
Yeah, when you're...
you can turn that into a money-making, profiting thing, go for it. When you're doing what you love.
When you need a cab, take that extra second and pause to look at the roof of the car to make sure it says taxi.
Yeah.
That works for most people.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
Erotic eating. All right, we are at 8:54. It's time to love what you drive, and if you're not loving what you drive... Because, look, with all the restrictions and everything else, the car is a place you're probably spending a lot more time in than usual. You can take it out to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, go for a drive, run errands. And if you're not loving your car, but you're worried, well, what about paying? I can't think of a better group in the world that's better at upgrading people to the next generation of a vehicle or something brand new while keeping the payment in the ballpark that's you're comfortable with than Jack Ingram. Especially Jack Ingram's signature used cars, Tip Tames and that team. We are 6-time purchasers. Now, yeah, they support our work here, but I would never ask you to spend a dime of your money with a place that I'm not spending my own. And with them, we are 6-time purchasers. And I would bet there'll be a 7th and an 8th. And why not? Now, if you're looking for value under $5,000, they have a 2011 Chevy Cruze. This vehicle has been vetted. It is in excellent condition, looks new, it's never been in a wreck. interior is nice and clean, and the Ingram mechanics have vetted this car. So you can count on something that's not going to cause trouble. They don't want people buying pre-owned vehicles and then coming back a couple of days later with problems. It's not good for business. Under $10,000, they have an excellent selection of sedans and SUVs. 2014 Toyota Corolla. Those go and go and go. You can't even, don't even worry about the odometer on those. Ooh, a Juke. 2012.
What you call it?
Juke. That is a fun SUV. Roz had one of those.
I remember that.
And it's under $9,000. That's pretty cool. Hyundai, Mercedes. Hey, look at this. A Mercedes C-Class sedan, a C300 for under $7,000. And again, all these cars vetted. They do have a Mercedes dealer there in the Jack Ingram family of stores, so I'm sure their mechanics went over it, signed off on it, and said, we're good to go. Check it all out at jackingramsignatureusedcars.com or stop by and see the best team of people that sell pre-owned vehicles on the planet. And that's Tip Thames and his group at 235 Northeastern Bypass. Our grand prize drawing for the week is next.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today is August 14th, National Financial Awareness Day. In this economy, if you're not aware of your finances, it means you're like everyone else. You don't have any. Try not to let that bum you out on National Financial Awareness Day.
It is 8:58, and we have reached the end of our morning week, and we want to give away some really cool stuff. Starting with the works by Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. This is a complete service on your vehicle. Fluids checked, topped off as needed. Oil changed. Tires rotated, but not just rotated, but given a rolling inspection by the eagle-eyed team there. And if they see something embedded, they withdraw it and plug it so you're not driving around on a little time bomb. They safety inspect the brakes, and at the end, after they've given it the full exam, they vacuum out the vehicle to say thanks for choosing Don Duncan, and you can redeem it at any of their three locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. And the winner of the works from Don Duncan is...
Number 20.
Number 20 is... You got to scroll a little bit here. Sean R.
Seaner.
Winning.
Hey, we have two of those, don't we? Not Sean's, but...
We have two Don Duncan.
We do. The works. I grab another winner cheat. Hang on.
I'll get you.
I'll get you one.
And also open that drawer because that card for him is in there in that drawer.
I will. There's a card for me?
Should be right there. Just that little tiny business card looking thing.
We can do it next week.
I'll look for it. Don't worry about it. Okay.
You're listening to live, well-organized morning radio.
All right, yeah. We totally planned this.